Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Hey everybody, say good morning to Michelle from Paxton.
Hey girl.
Hey.
Hello.
Michelle works at City Hall in Marlboro. What do you do in City Hall?
Yes, I do. Well, I just help coordinate and help residents and everything else.
I do it all.
All right.
Documents,
right, I'm an
and notaries and what have you.
You're an octopus. I like that. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Michelle?
Sure. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure. Think of luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. Brides.com says, "I Got a Feeling" is the most requested wedding song. It's followed up by Uptown Funk and Can't Stop the Feeling. Who sings "I Got a Feeling"?
Oh, God. And I'm singing the song in my head.
It's going to be a good night. L'chaim. It's my favorite part of this.
Tough.
I get it. Go ahead.
Question number two. Somehow, "Hip to Be Square" by Huey Lewis matches up perfectly with Metallica's "Enter Sandman." What is the name of Huey Lewis's band?
Huey Lewis in the News.
Cole Sprouse says he will absolutely not do a Sweet Life revival. What is the name of his twin brother who also starred on the show?
Cody.
129 years ago today, in 1982, the first official basketball game was played at a YMCA in Springfield, Massachusetts. The player used peach baskets without cutting out the bottom. Who invented basketball?
Oh, God. Sure. Let me call my husband. Who invented basketball? I don't know. Someone that played it. I don't know.
Question number five. Rainn Wilson turning 55 today. He played Dwight on The Office. On the show, which kind of farm did Dwight own?
Oh, sure. The one that my kids always wanted me to watch, and I didn't watch it.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's get Kennedy
totally
back in the
incorrect
studio, please.
Kennedy!
That's all right. Let's see. If I have scored this correctly, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Michelle got one out of five.
Sooch.
Inauguration
hey,
day,
if Sooch. Anything, I always wanted to get a Sooch.
Yes, girly.
Well, you've accomplished that goal in life. You can move on to what's
thank you.
Next.
I got
off the bucket list.
I've done it. I did.
These are tough, Kennedy. Question number one. Brides.com says, "I Got a Feeling" is the most requested wedding song. It's followed by Uptown Funk and Can't Stop the Feeling. Who sings "I Got a Feeling"?
The Black Eyed Peas?
That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. Let's see. Question number two. Somehow, "Hip to Be Square" by Huey Lewis matches up perfectly with Metallica's "Enter Sandman." What is the name of Huey Lewis's band, Kennedy?
The News.
That is correct. Would you like to hear?
Why wouldn't I?
A
That's like peanut butter and jelly right there.
Oh, we're idiots. all right, so you got that one right. It's 2-1. Question number 3. Cole Sprouse says he will absolutely not do a Sweet Life revival. What is the name of his twin brother who also appeared on that show?
Dylan?
What? Look at you.
I watched Riverdale.
3-1. Question number 4 is 129 years ago today in 1892. The first official basketball game was played at the YMCA in Springfield, Mass. The players used peach baskets without cutting out the bottom. Who invented basketball?
Mr. Basket.
Ball.
Michael Jordan.
James Naismith.
James Naismith.
Dr. James Naismith, right? Wasn't he?
He was.
4-1. Question number 5. Rainn Wilson turning 55 today. Or 3-1. Excuse me. Rainn Wilson turning 55 today. Played Dwight on The Office and on the show. Which kind of farm did he own?
Beets.
That is correct.
Bears, beets, Battlestar Galactica.
You know the vibes.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Michelle, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. We do appreciate you checking out the show this morning, though. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Well, besides the fact that I checked off Such on my bucket list, awesome. I'm Michelle from Paxton, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Jen.
Hey, hey. Jen.
What up, Jen?
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Jen is from Reading.
I am.
How are things in Reading today? I'm going to need you to speak. I'm going to need you to speak for all of Reading. What is the vibe in Reading?
It's Reading.
Yeah. I love Reading. It sounds really good.
My dad's from Reading. My husband's from Reading. I grew up in New Hampshire, and I moved down here for my husband. And I'm like, I love Reading, but I miss New Hampshire.
I hear you. That's okay.
All right. I grew up in the woods and camping and...
Oh, and now you have people around you.
Yeah.
I get it.
People are the worst.
People are the worst.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Yes. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio, my dear?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Question number 1. Sarah Thomas will be the first woman to ever officiate a Super Bowl. Which Canadian superstar is playing the Pepsi halftime show at this year's Super Bowl?
Oh. I forgot. Mm. Oh, this is all over the news. I forgot.
Yep.
I don't know.
He got snubbed at the Grammys this year.
Oh, The Weeknd.
Jake Gyllenhaal celebrated Donnie Darko's 20th anniversary with an Instagram post of the script saying, "Let's keep confusing people." Jake's not the only famous person in his family. His sister is also an actress. What is her name?
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Miley Cyrus revealed in a recent NSFW interview that she prefers women over men because women are way hotter. Miley Cyrus rose to fame on the Disney show Hannah Montana. Was that show on for 4, 6, or 8 seasons?
4.
Lady Gaga shared a moving photo of her inside the Capitol building ahead of her performing the national anthem today at the inauguration, saying she prays it will be a day of peace. What is Lady Gaga's real first name?
Stephanie.
Steve Martin shared that he got COVID-19, the vaccine. Protect that man at all costs. That's right. Thank you, Annie.
I love him.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I do too. Steve Martin starred as George Banks in this rom-com series where he stressed out about his daughter and this life event. What was the name of the movie?
Wedding and a Baby.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Chipper Chicken.
Every party has a pooper party pooper.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Jen crushed it, by the way.
Okay.
She is coming for you, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. She got Four out of five, right?
Woo, holy cats.
Very These good. Are tough. Woo. Yeah, are you ready?
I am.
Sarah Thomas will be the first woman to ever officiate a Super Bowl. Which Canadian superstar is playing the Pepsi halftime show at this year's Super Bowl?
The Weeknd.
Tied at one. Jake Gyllenhaal celebrated Donnie Darko's 20th anniversary with an Instagram post of the script saying, "Let's keep confusing people." Jake's not the only famous person whose family. His sister is also an actress. What is her name?
Maggie.
Tied at two. Miley Cyrus revealed in an NSFW interview that she prefers women over men because women are way hotter. Miley Cyrus rose to fame on the Disney show Hannah Montana. Was that show on for 4, 6, or 8 seasons?
Oh my gosh. I feel like 8, she would have been like a grown-up. Six?
Four is the correct answer. You are losing right now 3-2. Lady Gaga shared a moving photo of her inside the Capitol building ahead of performing the national anthem at the inauguration, saying she prays it will be a day of peace. What is Lady Gaga's real first name?
Stephanie.
Stefani Kennedy.
Get out.
I just saw a Stefan from Saturday Night Live.
4-3, question Gwen. Number five. Steve Martin shared that he got COVID-19, the vaccine, Kennedy, not the COVID. Protect that man at all costs, what Annie says. Steve Martin starred as George Banks in this rom-com series where he stressed about his daughter in this life event. Name the film.
Father of the Bride?
Go for the chipper chicken.
The chipper chicken.
The chipper chicken. He wanted... Oh, you want the chipper chicken. The what?
Love chicken. Those movies.
Oh, my.
All right. Well, it ends up in a tie 4-4. Jan, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. We do appreciate you listening in Reading this morning.
Never show your face in Reading again, Kennedy.
I love Reading.
I'm going to have to hide.
One of my best friends lives in Reading.
It's a no-fly zone now.
I love Reading.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Jen. I am from Reading, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.